This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, new topic, and I mentioned this real quick at the end of the program yesterday, that Gap is going to cut about 500 corporate jobs at its offices in San Francisco and New York and over in Asia. Peloton, HBO Max, Wayfair, lots of companies are laying people off, and we report on those layoffs as they happen, company by company. But sometimes you do need that big picture view to know what's really going on. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has it.
There's a natural reason why layoffs grab our attention, says Betsy Stevenson, an economist at the University of Michigan.
Stories always resonate with us because it's scary. It's scary to be laid off. It's scary to lose your job.
It's also scary when the narrative is a recession might be coming. So naturally, everyone's eyes are peeled for bad news. There are practical reasons why we look at layoffs, too.
That can be one of the ways in which we get access to this data fastest.
Company announcements are immediate, while bigger picture numbers from the Labor Department lag by more than a month. The last job openings and labor turnover survey says 1.4 million people lost jobs in July. For reference, Stevenson says the U.S. typically averages somewhere around 2 million lost jobs per month. Plus, layoffs in certain industries, like automobiles, and what car makers say about the job cuts can be good predictors of trouble ahead. Yang Suk Shin is an economist at Washington University in St. Louis.
When things are going bad, people are like, well, you know, I have a car, my car is not perfect, but I don't really need to replace it right now.
Meanwhile, some industries are sometimes too volatile to study piecemeal. In tech, companies tend to expand and collapse quickly. Hospitality always has a lot of turnover. And in general, layoffs are a normal, if unfortunate, part of doing business.
Some firms grow, some firms were productive, but now they lose their market share, then they have to downsize.
And that is especially true now, says Erica Groshen, an economist at Cornell.
This is a very unusual economic time, and nothing's been acting quite like it normally does.
Consumer habits have swung wildly in the last few years. When COVID started, we stopped buying office clothes and started buying exercise equipment. We baked bread and remodeled our houses. Then we dropped our video games and streaming subscriptions to relish in travel and eating out. And behind each of those trends are jobs. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.